Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I'm John Saucier. Hamas says they've agreed to a ceasefire proposal. No details of what's agreed to have been made public. The State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller reiterated the United States' call for the release of hostages in Gaza.
There has been a significant offer on the table. The ball has been in Hamas's court. We have made clear that they should accept that offer, that Israel made significant compromises, showed that they wanted to reach an agreement that would lead to the release of hostages, that would bring an immediate ceasefire.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on the Fox News Channel to discuss the deal.
This sounds suspiciously like an info operation trying to win a PR war because Hamas knows it can't win a military war against Israel, nor can you negotiate with them in good faith.
Israel's ordered evacuations from Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, seemingly in preparation for a military operation. The Biden administration cautioning not to invade Rafah, likelihood of civilian casualties. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to this newscast ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.